That she wouldn't do that.
I don't know.
No,
she's kind of feisty, and you know,
she should be.
He dissed her pretty good, so I think maybe that there would be some paint traded, and Richard would be into the wall.
See, I don't think she could do that. He's 76 years old,
and he's a much loved NASCAR legend.
Maybe tapping him and spinning him, that, you know, throwing him into the infield,
okay.
That would be okay.
All right.
But I don't know if you know this, but hitting the wall, it hurts.
Yeah.
A guy in his 70s cannot drive a race car the way someone in their 30s
no.
or 40s
can. Yeah, I would go along with that. I think I wouldn't mind seeing a thing. All right, what did Petty say to her?
He said, no, he didn't say it to her. He said it in an interview. He said that the only way Danica Patrick will win a race is if everybody else stays home. Okay.
Well,
he doesn't like women racers. I mean, he's a good old boy from the good old days,
sure.
And he doesn't think women should be out there on the racetrack.
Well,
she can compete. She hasn't won yet, but she can compete.
She can compete.
She's been in the top 10 at Daytona. Yeah. She held the pole at a couple of races. She won Indy race.
We don't need to talk like that. This is a family show.
Stop it.
I was very disappointed when she left Formula One. I liked her in F1 racing. That's where I would prefer. Was she Formula or Indy? She was IndyCar.
She was IndyCar. And
I didn't like her leaving and going to NASCAR. I felt that it was...
her bank account liked it, though.
Oh, her bank account liked it a lot. And I can understand it. There is excitement on both sides of the field. Open car or open wheel racing is much more precise, much more regulated than NASCAR. NASCAR, you bump, you race, you pass, you crash, and it's very exciting. Open wheel racing is a little more elegant, is if you're going to put a word to it. Anyway, I think Richard Petty should shut his pie hole.
He has a right to his opinion, but
he certainly does.
His opinion these days is outdated and misogynistic and whatever else you want to call it.
But if Danica wants to take this and use it as an opportunity to promote herself and use the publicity, go right ahead. I actually wouldn't mind seeing a race between the two of them.
I don't think she even responded to it.
Nah,
you know, there's really not. No, it's a no-win situation for her to respond to
Speaking of real racing, Formula One racing, the Formula One Grand Prix, the racing circuit starts next month in Australia.
Martin and follows Formula
One.
No
one
cares.
Yes, they do.
That would be you, maybe, and
me
maybe
and
four other people,
a few other intelligent individuals that like Formula One racing.
If you're going to start doing Formula One racing because you like it and want to carve out a little bit of the show for yourself, I'm going to start doing horse racing stories.
Oh, good God!
Oh,
save me now!
Go from 200 horsepower to 1 horsepower.
Oh, I'm betting on him.
He just
pooped on the track. I'm winning for him. And that's
Formula
One.
Make sure I'm in the bathroom during that segment. All right.
All right. All right. So let's talk basketball, shall we?
All right.
I hate to say this, but you're saying that the Bucks had a rare win. Yes,
they did, and they won by 20 points. They found a team that's even crummier than they are, and that's Philadelphia. Even though the Bucks do have the worst record in the NBA, Philly is catching up quickly. To see who will get the most ping pong balls in the draft lottery at the end of the season.
All right, so keeping up with all the controversy in basketball, we talked a little bit about the New Jersey Nets. What's his name?
Jason Collins.
Got some court time and apparently did okay.
Yeah,
I mean,
he's not going to be great, but he fills a need that they have for the stretch run of the playoffs. So they want to try to get into the playoffs, and they needed a bigger guy to come in and give some minutes off the bench.
Yeah, and critics have said he's got some skills.
Stop it.
Huh?
Just stop it.
What?
You're just trying to cause problems this morning every morning.
No,
more than usual today.
I'm just saying the guy.
All right, whatever.
He knows what
he's
doing.
Move on, as they say.
On the court, you know.
Yeah.
There it is.
Right.
The New York Knicks, however, are saying that their point guard, Raymond Felton, was arrested early this morning on 3 counts of criminal possession of a weapon, according to the New York cops. Charged with second and third degree criminal possession of a firearm, which are felonies in New York. Let's see, fourth degree possession of a firearm, which is a misdemeanor. He turned himself in the Upper West Side of Manhattan early this morning.
The Knicks are quickly passing the New York Jets as the most dysfunctional franchise in New York sports.
Yeah, their owner doesn't really know what's going on and continues to make decisions that make you scratch your head.
Yeah, Felton will show up in court later this morning, and we'll find out at that point, what were you doing with the guns, and why, et cetera, et cetera. It's not like he's from a foreign – I mean, it's not like he's from a visiting team that doesn't know New York's strict gun issues, which, by the way, are unconstitutional. But that's okay. That's for another program. what the heck? You know?
Well, he's an NBA guy, you know. Some of those NBA guys live by different rules than you and I.
No, they try to live by different rules,
that's true, yes,
and then
they try.
When they get busted.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you think that an NBA player would have in New York, you have to show legitimate reason why you want to carry a gun. You have to go through a process. It takes like 8 months to get a gun.
In New York, it's impossible to get a handgun permit. There are cases in New York where like a woman will say, well, my ex-boyfriend said he was going to kill me if I left him.
Yeah, you don't need a gun.
I'd like a gun permit,
nah.
And they'll say no.
No.
There have been cases where people have been killed like that.
Yeah. No, I mean, see, you need pepper spray, sweetheart. That's what you need. Carry a stun gun. You'll be fine. No, you can't even carry a stun gun, can you? I don't think you can.
No, it'd be like a taser?
Yeah.
No, those are not allowed.
You can't carry anything.
Right.
Oh, harsh language then. Because in New York, that's unusual.
It is sad the number of people that I still know in New York City who sleep with a baseball bat behind their bed.
Yeah.
That's their line of defense. The bad guys are coming in, and your weapon of choice, the only weapon the city will let you have, is a Louisville Slugger.
Yeah, and you got to make sure it's not corked.
Not good.
All right, so there it is. Anything else? Anything on the horizon we need to know about as far as baseball? Hockey? Huh?
Well, the NHL gets back to work tonight. Those guys are back from the Olympics now, and after a two-week break, the NHL will begin the try for their playoff season.
It's got to suck if you hurt yourself.
Well, there are a couple.
The
in fact, some of the owners, you know, NHL owners didn't want their players to play in the Olympics, and some of them really don't want it now. The third leading scorer in the league, I think his name is John Tavares with the New York Islanders, blew out his knee at the Olympics. He's done for the year.
For the year or for this?
Well, for the season. Thank you very much.
Just for the season.
Thank you very much, you know.
Well, hey, he represented his country. Well, he was playing for us, right?
No. I think he played for the Canadians. I think he was playing for the Canadians, so you don't care.
See? Damn Canadians.
Canada.
Listen, how long are we going to put up with this? How often am I going to have to do?
We don't have to hear about Canada now for another 4 years.
Oh.
Because nobody here pays attention to the Grey Cup. The only time we care about Canada is when our teams are playing the Toronto Blue Jays or the Toronto Raptors in the NBA. Otherwise, we don't care.
All right. Maybe they'll just go away like a sore or something.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Well, the Olympics ended over the weekend. Good. I felt silly every time I said Sochi. And I didn't love watching those snowboarder chicks. Perfect hair, perfect teeth. And on top of that, they can do all those tricks? That seems unfair. The only backside rodeo flip I've ever done was with a guy in college, and I definitely didn't get a medal for it. Speaking of which, the men's hockey team didn't get any points in their last two games. Normally I wouldn't know, but I watched the last game with my date, Dylan. Well, we watched some. Hey, this weekend, I scored one more time than the men's hockey team. Take that, Sochi. Ugh, Sochi. So silly.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Thank you for such a great show.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
Okay, here's the point I'm trying to make.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.